All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Warzer. We're in the final few days of March. It's Wednesday, March 29th, and it looks like March is going to go out with a messy mix of rain, ice, snow, and wind. Today will be quiet and cool. It was actually pretty darn cold in some places earlier this morning. 17 below zero in Crookston, 15 below zero in Moorhead. Tomorrow, we'll deal with snow and freezing rain. That's going to last through Friday night. Disgraced former Minnesota Republican Party strategist and donor Tony Lazzaro will be back testifying today in his own defense in a federal sex trafficking trial. Matt Sepik has more.
The 32-year-old has pleaded not guilty to federal charges that he paid five girls who were 15 and 16 at the time for sex. Under questioning from defense attorney Daniel Gertz, Lazzaro said he joined Seeking Arrangement, a site that connects generally wealthy men with younger partners in 2013, but downplayed its reputation as a so-called sugar daddy site and said it's, quote, no different than Match.com. Lazzaro admitted having sex with a then 16-year-old girl identified in court documents as Victim A. He said that he gave the teen money to buy a phone, but denied that the cash was in exchange for sex. He also said, quote, there was never ever an agreement for his co-defendant, Gisela Castro Medina, to recruit sex partners for him. Castro Medina pleaded guilty and testified against Lazzaro last week. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
In other news, Xcel Energy officials say a leak at the Monticello nuclear power plant has been fixed, and the plant will resume producing power in the next week. Kirsty Marone explains.
Xcel temporarily shut down the plant late last week after monitoring equipment detected more radioactive tritium was leaking into the groundwater. A short-term fix to catch contaminated water from an earlier larger leak last November had failed. The plant fully powered down early Saturday morning. Xcel spokesperson Theo Keith said it will be returned to service in the next week, but powered down again in mid-April for a previously scheduled refueling outage. Xcel and state officials have said the leak did not pose a threat to public health or the environment. They say monitoring samples show no evidence tritium has reached the Mississippi River or contaminated drinking water. Authorities did say that fluctuating water temperatures in the Mississippi River following the temporary shutdown killed more than 200 fish. I'm Kirsty Marone.
Volunteers today begin their third day of filling sandbags in downtown Stillwater, where the St. Croix River is soon expected to begin rising. By the end of the day, city workers say the volunteers will have filled about 18,000 bags that will be used to reinforce a dike the city hopes will protect downtown homes and businesses from flooding. Roads and parking lots are closed in downtown Stillwater, but city officials say the downtown area is still open for business. A portion of a brand new apartment building in Duluth will become a boutique hotel, forcing some tenants to move out. According to the Duluth News Tribune, less than a year after opening with the help of a $2 million public subsidy, the developers of the Lincoln Park Flats say they have to rethink their business model because of pandemic-related financial challenges. The building includes 23 apartments for low-income renters. The developers say the affected residents can move to another part of the building or move to other properties owned by the developer. Mayor Emily Larson says the city attorney is reviewing the move. The city council will also address the situation. Minneapolis and St. Paul are lifting their winter parking restrictions starting today. John Collins has more.
Both Minneapolis and St. Paul limited parking on city streets after a snowy winter made it difficult for emergency vehicles. Warmer weather has melted snowy banks and widened many streets. Minneapolis's restrictions have been in place since the end of January. St. Paul instituted their parking restrictions in March. In a statement, Minneapolis Public Works Director Margaret Anderson Kelleher thanked the public for their patience. Snowfall this winter in parts of the state approached record levels. Forecasts suggest that a mix of snow and rain could again hit the Twin Cities on Thursday and Friday. I'm John Collins, Minneapolis.
John's right. The forecast for tomorrow and Friday looks like a mess. Hang on for the details. Sports. The Twins have closed up spring training camp and are heading north. The Twins open the regular season tomorrow in Kansas City against the Royals. The Twins play 3 games in Kansas City and 3 in Miami before their home opener a week from tomorrow. Timberwolves play the Suns tonight in Phoenix. The Wolves have won 4 straight games. The Wild play the Avalanche tonight in Colorado. The Wild happen to be in first place, lead the Avs by a single point in the standings. All right, are you ready for the forecast? Here we go. Sunny skies today, highs of 19 to 27 degrees around the region. Cold tonight. Tomorrow, chance for snow and light freezing rain throughout the day tomorrow across the region. Highs upper 20s, mid 30s in the north, upper 30s, mid 40s in the south. Tomorrow night, rain and snow, thunderstorms and light freezing rain. That's kind of a mess. Friday, rain likely and then snow, patchy blowing snow all day. Friday night, rain, thunderstorms and heavy snow is possible. Saturday looks dry. If you're looking for more news right now, you can always stream us by going to nprnews.org. You can download our news app or just turn on the radio. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Werzer.